right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Jukebox Podcast. With us today, we have Raven Moonla and Zachary Moonshine with Metal Devastation Radio and the Tennessee Metal Devastation Music Fest we're going to be talking about. We are so glad to have you guys here. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So tell me, just, you know, how have you gotten into the local music scene here in Jackson?
Well, the festival was definitely the culprit there for that.
Yeah, the festival, you know, we didn't have any metal here, or we haven't had for a long time. Now, back in the early 2000s, we had a little bit here. But when we did that festival, it brought out this whole community that we didn't know existed. And so everything sort of has grown from there as far as our involvement in it. Yeah, the Misfits Market Expo was kind of born out of, you know, the people showing up to our festival. And we have started, this will be our fourth year on the fest, and we always bring in a local, or a mostly local, heavy metal, punk, mm-hmm. hard rock band to play at the fest. So we're really excited about that. But yeah, that's pretty much the extent of, and like I told you last week, we are starting up a heavy metal record label here. We just announced that last week, so we think that's really going to be something cool for the area.
Absolutely. So let's kind of back it up a bit. So first tell me, you know, what has just given your passion for music? What has driven that?
I've just always been passionate about music ever since I was a little kid. Grew up listening to Ozzy and Iron Maiden, stuff like that, with the crazy album covers and all that. You know, I was just obsessed with it and just always have been.
Yeah. And what about for you?
For me, it's a little bit different. I was raised in Nashville. I grew up, you know, singing in church, started playing piano when I was 7. I was really into marching band. Starting out, I was into all like classical and Broadway stuff. But then in the 90s, you know, when I started rebelling, I got into, you know, like Nine Inch Nails and some of the things that were, you know, make your parents mad back then. And of course, also, I was really into hair metal. I mean, I hate calling it that, or glam metal, Motley mm-hmm. Crue, things like that. That's something we really bonded on because we were both born in 1978. So our musical tastes are like very, very, very similar when it comes to that.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk Metal Devastation and the fest. Well, first, let's do the Metal Devastation. So tell us about the radio station and Metal Devastation PR and what this is.
Okay.
Well, Metal Devastation Radio, it's, I've been DJing online radio for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And at some point we decided to just start our own, and that's kind of how that happened.
And that was in 2013 that we started our radio station that has been broadcasting from here worldwide ever since 2013.
Yeah, and then during the pandemic, during the shutdown, that's when MDB... Metal Devastation PR kind of kicked off because we just, you know, sitting around in the house, didn't have nothing to do. Yeah. And after being in radio for so long and making so many contacts with all these different bands, just a lot of people started contacting me and reaching out and asking me for help. Mm-hmm. And just figured, why not? And next thing we know, here we are.
It's also really cool to think about, and I just bring this up because it's funny. When we first started our radio station, we would have 2 listeners. We would be, like, ecstatic if it got up to 5. Yeah. We'd be like, babe, there's 5 people tuned in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we average he does his radio show on our station on Friday night. He averages around 150,000 listeners.
Wow, that's
our
amazing.
Our website is up to close to 23 million now. It also has its own built-in social platform, so metalheads from all over the world make their own profile. They get in there, they get in the chat room. We have DJs from all over the world. So there's multiple shows throughout the day, and just the way that it blew up is just amazing to me.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, you know, about the local scene too, like that first year, we really did not know that many people were going to show up. We didn't.
The first fest.
I mean,
yeah,
we figured
fest.
A few people would, but we were just kind of going on a wing doing it, and
it felt
it
like
pretty
that
surprising.
Fear you get in school when, like, you're going to have a party and you're scared no one's going to show up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be embarrassing. Uh-huh. That's what it felt like, only with a lot of money invested.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people did. They showed up. And, you know, then, of course, Lexington ran us out. and we had to scramble to find a venue. And the gentlemen down at the Amp were more than willing to let us do it. They were nervous about it, I'm not going to lie. You know, they kept calling us, now, you're not going to turn it up. Okay, if it rattles the windows, you're all going to have to turn it down. So we had to go through a lot of that, but yeah. They're so sweet. And so the second year we did it in Jackson, and it blew up. And last year was even bigger.
Yeah.
And how do you like having it there?
We love having it there.
Love it.
We're concerned that we're about to outgrow it, mm-hmm. and we love the Amp. So, you know, we talk all the time, you know, well, do we just cap it? And we say, we're staying here, so if it sells out, it sells out, and nobody else can come in. Or do we try to grow it and move to the fairgrounds or somewhere like that? You know, we don't know. We do know that we want to stay outside, though. We love the open-air feel. And also, you know, not only does the fest bring in 12 to 13 bands from all over the country, but we have around 50 local and regional vendors. So it really helps. It books up the hotels here, the restaurants. These local vendors make new clients who can then shop with them online. I mean, it really is an economic, like, it's just an awesome thing for the community. And us as music lovers, we love having this every year.
Oh, I'm sure. So let's kind of talk about behind the scenes. What goes into this? A lot.
Oh,
I'm sure a lot.
So many people, you know, we were laughing the other day. There are so many underground, because we're an underground music festival. There are so many underground heavy metal fests that have been popping up, a lot of them from people that we know. And then the fest ends up it just doesn't happen. And I think sometimes we make it look a little easy. And then when people get into it, they're like, holy wow.
It's a lot of work.
It is everything from booking the venue to, you know, working with booking agents, finding your bands, going through hundreds and hundreds of band submissions, then your contracts, figuring out your budget for that, then booking all of the vendors, getting your artwork done. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It is so tedious. It is a year's worth of love. That goes into that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Well, let's kind of talk about some of the backlash that you guys experienced with that, with the first festival.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
How they said some wild stuff that first year.
Yeah.
We were opening portals and.
Yeah. It started because one of the bands that we had play, and they're actually playing again this year, Casket Robbery. They had a song called Annabelle's Hell, which was basically like the take on the horror movie, right? It's a little girl's nightmare. Somebody in Lexington read the lyrics and they started this whole thing that it was super demonic. And that's where we get our little advertising thing. Somebody said, what are they hoping to do there? Open a portal to hell? And so we've run with that. We use that to advertise. We're like, this is our fourth portal that we're opening. Then I got invited to interview on a local talk radio station, and the very first question out of the person's mouth was if I worship Satan. So that was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
We had churches that went out to the stage the night before the first festival, and they were gathered around praying on the stage. I mean, these people were seriously afraid of this show.
Yeah, I think we kind of thought it was a joke at first, it really got serious. Like they were very
threatening,
very
to
serious
come turn
about
it, like,
what we were doing.
So how did you guys handle that?
You know, Beach Lake at first was going to try to cancel our fest, and we're like, no, we've got a contract, we've paid our stuff. You know, you know, we will do everything possible. So we put up a sound barrier at the back of the stage for the people in Eastern Shores that were worried about the noise, and then. They basically shut the roads down going into and out of Beach Lake, other than our people, because they were afraid protesters were going to show up and it was going to get crazy. But nothing bad happened. Like, the worst thing we had was what?
There was one guy that snuck in.
Oh, there was one guy that was handed, but it was fine. And when we moved it to Jackson, we got a lot of pushback from some people that are at the farmer's market. They were uncomfortable that they were going to be up there at the same time as we were. So there was a group of people that stood across the way and kind of, you know, mean-eyed us for a little bit. But we have found that if we just go on about doing what we're doing, we clean up after ourselves, we don't cause damage, we haven't had any injuries, we haven't had any issues. So we feel like that's the way we handle it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, let's go on about Death Rain's documentary.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, so the film director's name is Randall Kendrick.
Uh-huh.
And he attended the first one we did in Jackson, so the second year. And he just, he loved it so much. And he's a metalhead that's from Haywood County. He couldn't believe that we actually had a metal festival here. So when he showed up and he got to be a part of that and enjoy it, he contacted my friend and was like, can you put me in touch? I really want to talk to them about a documentary. We thought it was a joke at first. But no, and he spent a year, he came to our home, he interviewed us multiple times, he traveled all over Tennessee interviewing a lot of the bands that played. So much effort and work went into that, and now I'm sure you've seen, it's going to be at Hub City Film Festival, Tallahassee Film Festival.
There's one in New York, too.
What is it called? YoFi? The YoFi Film Festival.
Okay.
And it's also going to be being released for streaming on Thunderflix, which is like Netflix for metal or music stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's, it's getting ready to have a streaming debut.
Yes, and so tell me again, was that, he came to the Metal Fest?
Right. He came to the second Metal Fest and just loved it so much that he wanted to document it. It's actually his second documentary. The first one he did was on, it's called the Steel Garden, you know, that big sculpture in Brownsville. He worked with that guy for a long time and did this really cool documentary, but we're his second one, and to be doing so well in all these film festivals, like, it's really exciting for the film community here in Jackson, and just also for heavy metal in general, because we have a lot of people that we work with. I mean, thousands and thousands in the industry, and people watch what's happening here. Small underground festival fighting to survive, you know, in a place where there's not a whole lot of heavy metal. So I think that it's going to really shed a spotlight on that, and hopefully on Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. And, you know, talk to me about when you guys came here and you said that you found a whole community of metalheads. You know, how did that feel?
Yeah. It's pretty surreal. Mm-hmm. I mean,
especially since facing that backlash first, and then when having it, you realize, you know, that there's actually people here that like this.
Yeah. There was a moment, I think, the first festival where somebody said there was this kid in the bathroom and he was kind of tearing up, and he was like, man, I've always felt so alone, and now I finally feel like I'm not, and I have a community, and I have these people that are like me. And when I heard that, I was like, man, that is so, like, you know, I don't know. I just definitely understand that. That's really cool.
That, we feel that.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, we had a guy recently that said that this is something that his child, his teenager, looks forward to all year long. And that's another thing we do. It's very important to us to keep it family friendly. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be curse words. It's heavy metal.
Yeah.
But we don't put nudity on the stage. We don't sell beer and liquor and things like that. And it's open to all ages. We say PG-13. We want parents to listen to the lyrics of the bands. Go into it, you know, with knowledge of what your kids might see or hear, if you can understand the lyrics. That's, you know, the ongoing joke about metal. But we have so many children there every year, and they get down in the front and do their little mosh pits all during the day. You know,
that's my
it's
favorite.
So cute.
Yeah.
And then at night, when the music gets a little heavier, I kind of run all the kids out of the mosh pit because, you know, it gets a little rough down there.
Yeah. So you said, you know, this all started in 2013.
The radio station.
The radio.
Yes,
so
uh-huh.
Your guys' journey has been, you know, a long time now. So what type of advice do you have for other artists out there or people that are just trying to get started?
Well, I think I'll hand this to Zach for a minute, because part of the promotion for MDPR, you know, is we're promoting all these underground bands. Some of them don't even have a full record out. Some of them have never even done a show. And so he has to give a lot of advice and a lot of guidance to up and coming musicians like that. So do you want to?
Yeah, well, there's just a lot to learn. There's so many different things. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly learning all the time, you know, as well. I mean, it's a never-ending thing, honestly. There's so much that goes into it. As far as advice for people, you really got to be passionate about what you're doing, and I mean, don't have too much high expectations, because you never know, you know, like what's gonna happen.
I think a big thing is that so many people believe that the music industry today is like it was maybe back in the 80s and stuff, where you get signed to a label and all of a sudden you're a superstar.
No, it's not like that
anymore. It's not like that anymore at all. You're seeing one of the reasons we do what we do at the price point that we do is because so many people are having to DIY. Yeah. There are small labels, which I mentioned earlier, we have just started our own. And they do a lot, but they can only do so much. They're not RCA. They're not, you know, Motown or whatever. There's not a lot of funding there. So I think for me, I would say go into it knowing that you're going to spend some money. But for the most part, a lot of it, you can do it yourself. Or you can reach out to, you know, smaller people that know the industry that can help you get out there. We can hook you up with recording studios, mixing and mastering, your artwork for your albums, you know, booking agents, things like that. And then, of course, we do promotion, which gets it out there into magazines and radio play and all of that. So
a lot of avenues.
Yeah, but you got to do it for the passion of That's it, because right. The days of making a living being especially a rock star, that's almost non-existent anymore. Pretty much everybody, even on the upper scales, they got a side hustle, or the music is their side hustle. So you do it for the love of the artistry.
Yeah. So what about artists that want to get in touch with you guys? How can they do that? And also talk to me again about the Music Fest, when it is. And
For bands, all they got to do is email me, zach@metaldevastationradio.com.
We have our Facebook as well.
Okay, the social media.
Yep. So Metal Devastation Music Fest is our Facebook for the fest. And then there's also Metal Devastation PR, Metal Devastation Radio, and pretty soon Metal Devastation Records and Distribution. They all have their own social. You can find me, Raven Moonla. I'm pretty easy to find. I'm pretty outspoken and out there in the community. So you can always message us there. And our phone numbers are also listed, I think, on all of our socials. And we always, you know, feel free to call.
Direct messages or calls, anything.
All of it.
Very easy to contact.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, tell us again about the Music Fest, when this is, and what we can look forward to.
Yeah. So it's going to be Saturday, October 11th this year. Gates open at 10:30. Music kicks off at 11 a.m. And that's going to go till they shut us down at 11 p.m. So we have to zip it up by then. But this is going to be our biggest lineup yet. Our headliner this year is a band called Filth out of North Carolina. They're sort of TikTok, went kind of viral on there with their song Chin Check. And this is the biggest band that we've brought to Jackson so far. And of course, it's 13 bands. We bring them in from all over the United States. They're all different types of genre. We have cosmic space doom. We have, what was Sun Mantra? What would they be? They're doom.
Okay.
Sort of like chill out, metal. And we've got death metal. We've got deathcore, metalcore.
Rap metal.
I think Frail is known as doom gaze, which is like kind of mystical. Yeah, kind of Halloweenish, witchy. Yeah. It's beautiful. So we have a whole array of different kinds of bands, hopefully a little something for everybody. And of course, our 50 vendors that we have, arts, craft, oddities. We're having a Swamp Witch costume contest this year with cash prizes. Our theme this year is the Swamp Witch. And we also do a guitar giveaway. You can meet the bands, buy merch, all of that. And it's just a really good time. It feels like one big backyard barbecue with cool music, and everybody is welcome. Everyone can just be there and be themselves, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.